Welcome back to the Coffee Hour, Friday edition, Friday before vacation for Sarah.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I'm not as organized as you, so I don't have a lineup yet of outstanding guest hosts.
Gotta get on that, Andy. I got my color-coded spreadsheets ready to go for you and everything.
We know who the organized one is here, around here.
Only because if I don't color-code spreadsheets, I will lose my mind.
Well, speaking of being organized, I do know that April is Awareness Month.
It is Awareness Month round two, yeah.
Round
one, I guess.
October is Awareness Month, and then April is Awareness Month. A variety of topics for awareness this month, and particularly looking at this month with our friends at Lutheran Family and Children's Services of Missouri. It's National Child Abuse Prevention Month. In studio with us today to help us learn more about child abuse prevention is Debbie Wolf. She's a licensed clinical social worker and Director of Compliance for Lutheran Family and Children's Services of Missouri. Debbie, welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you in studio this morning. Learn more about your work with Lutheran Family and Children's Services of Missouri, and particularly about National Child Abuse Prevention Month, which is April. Tell us a little bit about your work with Lutheran Family and Children's Services of Missouri.
Okay. I have been there 9.5 years. And I have over 30 years experience with working in child welfare. So what we do particularly around this issue is we have many facets. One is we have lots of parent coaches that go into the home that can help parents. The biggest reason why there are abuse and neglect is that the parents themselves were not parented well, and they did not have a role model of how to parent. So, and then the other biggest thing is addiction to alcohol and drugs. And so many times the parents absolutely adore their children, but either the addiction is so strong that they don't know how to keep them safe, or they just don't know how to parent them. And so we have parent coaches that go to the home, and they go over many topics. Can be anything from discipline or child development, so that parents aren't trying to potty train a one-year-old, for example. Talk about stress, because every parent, no matter if you're a two-parent family, a single parent, one child, or six kids, you're going to deal with stress. And so dealing with stress, and then self-care of how can the parent take care of themselves so that they can continue to be a better parent. So we have that. We also have a contract with the state, and those are for the kids who have actually come into state care for child abuse and neglect. And that is, we have 98 kids that we have to completely take care of. And we work with the child, with the biological parents, and with the foster parents. And the goal is to help that family so that the kids can return to their parents. And if that goal can't be achieved after a long time, then we would consider alternatives like guardianship or adoption. But the main goal is to get every child back to their home.
To help us better understand the realistic picture of what, what does child abuse or neglect, the numbers, what does it look like in the U.S., how many children experience a form of child abuse or neglect here in the U.S.?
Well, that's a great question, because unless you're in this field, you would not have any idea. Mm-hmm. And it is actually 1 in 4 children experience some type of abuse or neglect. Now, that can be a varying degree of the of how strong that is. Sometimes the kids have to be removed, and sometimes they don't. But 1 in 4 kids, so that is a lot. And just in Missouri, there are 5,141 victims of substantiated abuse. And what that means is anybody can call a hotline on somebody, but then it's investigated, and some are unsubstantiated and some are substantiated. So these means that they found enough evidence that there was abuse or neglect for over 5,000 kids just in 2017 in Missouri.
Wow.
And that's a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's something that you mentioned. If you're not in the field, you wouldn't necessarily know or recognize this. And this April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month. So are there things that we can do just as friends or neighbors or family members? Are there things that we can do or signs that we can be aware of to recognize when something like this is happening and being able to do something about it?
Yes. Lots of different things. One is if you know a child well and you know that their behavior is different than before, if they become more reserved or they seem depressed, or it could be the opposite. They could be like out of control in the classroom or in the neighborhood. But if you know that this is different for that child, there's probably something going on. It might not be abuse and neglect, but there could be something going on in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be a good thing to notice. And if somebody confides in you, or if you actually see something going on in a home, really, you should hotline it. When a family gets hotlined, not every child is removed. Sometimes that's when the state recognizes that they need services. And once services are in the home, things can get better.
Mm.
If the parent is open to recognizing what some of the issues are and want to improve them, then many of those kids can stay home. Mm. And that's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
So just because you hotline doesn't mean, the kids are going to come into care, because mm-hmm. nobody wants that.
Sure.
You know, so that's another thing. The other thing is, if you know a parent that's stressed out, really encourage them to go for counseling.
Mm.
Because Lutheran and other agencies have great counselors, mm-hmm. and our counselors do individual, do family, do married couples, do adults and children. And so, you know, encourage them. Many times if you vent and if you're able to have somebody positive to talk to, mm-hmm. it can turn things around. And they can give you great ideas how to manage your stress and go back home and be a better parent. So, another thing that we do is we have a respite foster care that is not through the state, that is not kids removed. It is a voluntary thing. If a parent is going through something and they don't have any place safe for somebody to watch their kids, they can call us and we can take kids 0 to 5 years old. And so maybe they're going into the hospital for surgery. Maybe they need to go to rehab. Maybe they lost their housing and they don't want to take a baby to a shelter. We have great, safe foster homes that love on those kids for 2 weeks or a month, whatever the parent needs. And then the children are always given back to the parents. It's voluntary. It is not, it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're reaching out for help.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And we think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
You mentioned a number of services, mentor parents or respite, foster care, counseling. How accessible, we just have about a minute left. How accessible are these resources? How do our listeners find them?
Go to our website, www.lfcsmo for Missouri, .org. And, or you can call us, of course. And our number is 314. I think it's 781-5100. I never call it myself. I call everybody directly. So I went blank right there.
So lfcsmo.org is the website to find those resources as well. Lutheran Family Children's Services of Missouri. A lot of resources that perhaps we might not have thought of before to support families, parents who might be struggling with some of these issues, especially, as you mentioned earlier, breaking that cycle of a parent who might not have had all the support when they were a child, and really not getting the full picture of what it's like to be a parent today and needing that support. LFCS of Missouri can help us with that, help you with that, and hopefully prevent abuse and neglect. Thanks so much for being our guest this morning, Debbie. It was great to have you in studio and help us talk more about National Child Abuse Prevention Month.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, that does it for the coffee hour this week, and it's going to be crazy week next week. Have a great vacation, Sarah.
I'm debating whether or not to listen to next week.
We're going to have a good week. Have a good vacation.
I will.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. The listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.